Letter to a Friend. Dear Manny, it was great to see you at the hospital last Sunday. You looked good and sounded very positive about yourself. Each time I visit, I can see how much you've improved. I will say, though, it was a lot more fun when you were really fucked up and couldn't remember anything. Sincerely, Arlo. Here are today's cooking tips from Krellingford's Family Restaurant. Hamburger meat that has become slightly hardened by sitting at room temperature for more than 9 days can be perked up by soaking it in a mixture of gasoline and varnish remover. Soak the meat overnight and leave it in the sun for several days. Be sure to add a lot of extra hot spices to offset the gasoline taste. Then try to put the meat to use immediately. By the way, food prepared this way should never be cooked over an open flame. Here's another valuable cooking tip. You can prepare a delicious stew with just a volleyball, an old fatigue hat, and 6 gallons of bath water. Put the ingredients in a big pot and cook for 36 hours or until the volleyball is tender. Serves 12. Excellent with broccoli or corn. Try it over the holidays when the people you serve it to are people you don't see too often. That's it, folks. Remember, these cooking tips are brought to you by Krellingford's, the home of the ham and cheese caramel cornflake surprise. Why not drop by and take a chance? No one lives forever. Uncle D'Artagnan was known as a fancy Dan because he circumcised himself with pinking shears. His wife, Velveeta, the only woman ever to go down on Newt Gingrich, claimed that to the very end D'Artagnan wore a golden tassel on his penis. He once told me that as a young man he caught the clap from one of the Doublemint twins and gave it to the other one on the same night. He was a lot of fun. He could make his cat shit by pointing the TV remote at it and pressing the volume button. His hobby was falling to the floor in hotel lobbies and pretending to have a stroke. Eventually he was beaten to death with a cello by a classical musician he befriended at a juice bar. Uncle Tonto had a tough life. Intercourse with a pelican is not an easy thing to live down. He drank excessively. One time he was so hungover he had to consult a cottage cheese carton to determine the approximate date. At parties he was the designated drinker, his preference being creme de menthe, sterno, and goat droppings. When stopped and tested by police, he usually set the breathalyzer on fire. Refusing to drive when he was sober, in the mornings he rode to work on an electric floor buffer, claiming the one drawback was the time he wasted traveling from side to side. He was sentenced to 10 years for defecating in a cathedral, but was released immediately when the warden felt Tonto was lowering the prison standards. After his release, he hitchhiked through Pennsylvania, where he was beaten to death by a buggy load of Quakers. Uncle Judas, a man smaller than life, never had a heyday. He peaked in third grade. Not only did opportunity fail to knock, it had deliberately thrown away his address. His existence was so boring he once proudly showed me his neighbor's parking space. In an effort to improve his life, he decided to sell his soul. Unfortunately, he sold it on eBay and was never paid. He didn't accomplish much. His autobiography was entitled, What Do You Want From Me? One thing he did take pride in. He was one of the few men who, at the age of 85, could still remember the names of all his dentists. He died on the feast of St. Dismas, after mistakenly eating a bag of after-dinner mints before lunch. Uncle Montezuma wasn't too bright. He thought Irving Berlin was the Jewish section of Germany. As a young man, he wanted to be a gynecologist, but claimed he couldn't find an opening. He was proud of the fact that while serving a prison term for sodomizing a prairie dog, he learned to drink beer through his nose. For years he managed a gay car wash, but lost all his money investing in a roadside sausage museum. His last job was managing a Playboy club in Auschwitz. When he retired, he wasn't given a gold watch, but his former boss would call him once a week and tell him what time it was. Finally, after marrying a woman who had repeatedly blown Strom Thurmond during a military funeral, he died from eating a batch of carelessly made hollandaise sauce.